This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Junks. We're live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team today. Joining us in a little over 2 hours at 9:25 is Ryan Zimmerman from your Washington Nationals. We'll get the latest from him.
I mean, they did lose last night, but they won the series. If they just crank out winning series, they'll climb back into it.
Yep, and they have the Orioles next. I believe that is at Camden Yards. So hopefully,
man, the Orioles blew one yesterday against Tampa, allowed a couple in the ninth, had them beat.
Right.
Would have won the series, I believe, but gave up a couple in the ninth, lost 5-4.
Yep. So I think the Nats have three against the Orioles, and then they take on the Phillies. It's their upcoming schedule.
Take on the Phillies, and then they play. I think they play 17 of 20 against the division after the Orioles series. So it's coming up. I mean, these are games that you have to win.
Yep. They're massive.
And, you know, you got 8 or 9 days before the deadline, so we'll see who tweaks their roster.
Yep. Heading into the break, talked about Giannis and him making social media waves yesterday. It's a Giannis love fest at this point after he wins the NBA title for the Bucks.
It's hard to find negative traits for Giannis.
Yeah.
Can we find that clip that went viral last week that I'm sure Lurch missed, where he talked about being humble and being in the moment? That was very telling. Mm-hmm. I'd like to play that. I'm sure. Did you see it, Jason?
I did not see
that. Yeah, I want you to hear that. But go ahead, JP.
Well, I think it's hard to find negative traits about Giannis. He stuck with one team. He didn't have to. He kind of took a shot at super teams after the game, but pretty likable dude. You can like his game or not like his game, but he puts up numbers.
What would you not like about his game? He's not a great free throw shooter. I mean, what is there not to like?
Yeah, that he doesn't really have that many aesthetically pleasing moves.
He doesn't hit three balls.
He's rudimentary in a way.
But not everybody has to be a 3-point shooter.
Pretty much.
In the modern day NBA, a lot of guys
pretty much
three
gets the ball, runs at you downhill, and gets a layup. It's kind of like, you know, did you like the way Shaq played? Some people did, some people didn't.
Oh, he's way more refined than Shaq, in my opinion.
Not that much more.
I think so. All right,
I think that's the superstar he's most similar to. Different body type, but that's the most similar that he is.
Yeah, maybe, but I just think he's way more graceful than Shaq. Play this clip. This is when he was talking about Jason, like being in the moment, and it speaks for itself.
I think I'll say life. Usually, let me tell you this. Usually, when from my experience, right, like when I think about like, oh yeah, I'm so great. I had 30. I had 25, 10, and 10, or whatever the case might be. Because you're going to think about that. Oh, we won this and that. Usually the next day, you're going to suck.
Right.
You know, simple as that. The next few days, you're going to be terrible. And I figured out, like, a mindset to have that, like, when you focus on the past, that's your ego. I did this. You know, we were able to... You know, beat this team 4-0. I did this in the past. I won that in the past. Mm-hmm. And when I focus in the future, it's my pride. Like, yeah, next game 5, I do this and this and this. Right. You know, I'm going down. That's your pride talking. Like, it doesn't happen. Like, you're right here. And I kind of, like, try to focus in the moment, in the present. And that's humility. That's being humble. That's not setting no expectation.
That said,
right?
He kind of was focusing on the past when he went to Chick-fil-A.
Oh, no. He's doing a bit. Celebrating the moment is what he was doing, in my opinion.
It's a new promo right here, but it is what it is. Chick-fil-A, Chick-fil-A. Can I have, please, a 50-piece Mac Minis? 50, exactly. Okay. Not 51, not 49. Chicken minis, yes. And let me have a large drink. No ice. Half Sprite, half lemonade.
That's I didn't know you could do that.
I have a fundamental. You can at Chick-fil-A. I mean, like, if you're on their app, they have a zillion different drink combinations. But I have a fundamental issue with his drink order.
No ice. You don't like the no ice. Yeah. I always do light ice.
You can do light. If you're ordering a large soda in the summer, especially. You have to have some ice.
I don't get why people don't like ice in their drinks.
My son does no ice.
It down.
I know, but you just drink it fast enough.
Yeah,
it's fine.
You drink it fast enough. It
also takes up
it.
A bunch of space in the cup. I want light ice.
But I want it cold.
You want more liquid.
Need it cold.
Room temperature and colder is all you need.
I need cold. I just need colder.
Room temperature, especially in the summer.
Room temperature.
Room temp is the worst.
I mean, I prefer it to be a little colder than that, but I don't want it freezing.
Oh, I need it. I want it as cold as possible.
Maybe it's because my teeth will just hurt if it's freezing.
That could be it.
Yeah.
But I don't want it freezing. Fundamental issue with his drink order. The no ice, just, I heard that. Mega tilt.
Yeah.
Tilted me immediately.
Nah, he seems like a good dude.
Seems like a great guy.
Yeah, he's funny.
My problem with Giannis is that because I'm a stupid Wizards fan, I view him through the lens of he should have been on the Wiz. Ernie should have had the foresight, instead of taking Otto at number three, swing at Giannis.
Well, 12 other teams too.
I know a lot of other teams passed.
You would have crushed him the next day.
Not when he turns into an NBA superstar, and then we're lifting the trophy.
You would have crushed him the day after he was drafted, not 7 years down the road.
You're probably right. I probably would have crushed him. I said, who's this kid from Greece that nobody's ever heard of, has no experience? Hindsight's 2020. I'm just saying that's the way I view Giannis as wasted opportunity for the Wiz. A miss.
Okay, but
big old
again,
miss.
You know, if you could predict the future, you wouldn't be working here.
You're correct.
First year, he only averaged 6.8 points. Really didn't blossom until about fourth year. Yeah. Started averaging 22.9.
Well, they say he also entered the league malnourished.
Mm-hmm. He was 19
years old.
He
put on over 50 pounds.
Yeah.
It's not like he's heavy. He's still thin, but he was ridiculously thin.
Yeah.
And just didn't know the game.
Hey, Eric, did you see Giannis's new toy that his girlfriend gave him?
Yeah, listen to this, Cakes. This is unbelievable. There's nobody else in the country that can have this, right? His girlfriend gave him essentially a Billy Joe Hobert bell.
Anytime he wants it, just ring.
Anytime
it.
He wants a Billy Joe. A Billy Joe Hobert.
A smoker bell.
Ring the bell?
He rings the bell. And how great. You know what? That NBA life, you can't even relate to that.
Hey, do you want
to
hear him talking?
Is there a suburban mom in the D.C. metro area that has a Jeff Smoker bell for her husband?
I guess she wants to move in into that and marry into that $230 million contract.
There's possibly one woman that has it. Thirsty Anna.
That's a great call.
She might have it.
What do you think about that, Valdez?
Do you want to hear him talking about it?
Can we play it?
Yeah, we can play it. There's no cursing or anything. But this guy's butt likable.
Okay.
She gave me the idea.
No. So, she bought me this, too.
Stop putting it. There's little kids on there.
So, guys, you know, the freak.
Stop. What is wrong with you?
He could be a freak on the court. And on the shits, you know what I'm saying?
He's just funny.
He's so cheesy.
I mean, the dialect is just hilarious.
Dude. So what is he doing? He's showing the bell?
Yeah, he's holding up this bell.
That's on his IG?
Yeah, TikTok, IG, whatever.
It's TikTok, whatever it is.
Yeah, whatever the social media
craze.
All right,
so I'm just going to type in Billy Joe Hobert bell, but like and see what comes up.
Right, BJ Surhoff bell.
Yes.
Could not find results. Does not compute.
Oh, he talked about this back in 2018. Is that right?
Yeah.
He's had it for a while.
Wow. I didn't know this. It's like a YouTube. Oh, yeah. He was doing TikTok back in 2018.
I guess he was an early adopter.
Oh, yeah. He's got one.
Cakes, do you know that in his final year of this deal, he's going to make $52 million?
It's pretty impressive. By the way, I feel uncomfortable ringing that bell, like if I'm in, like in a, if I am at a hotel or like in.
What do you mean?
Like sometimes,
oh, like, yeah, for
like
service.
Sometimes yeah, like I feel like I'm a jerk. Like,
would you feel like a jerk if your wife gave you that bell?
No, I'd feel empowered. I'd feel
Jason,
great.
Is there?
I knew you were going to ask me this.
No. Is there one woman in the DMV in listening to this part in Richmond?
Mm-hmm.
That has a bell like that for something
no.
for their husband.
Well, it's really the guy's bell.
I don't
bell.
Think so.
It's the guy's bell, but she gave it
I
to him.
I don't think so.
I can't imagine.
I don't think there's not.
He
one.
Might be the only guy in the world.
Yeah.
Other than Kim Jong-un or something. He's probably got one. Right?
But, I mean, there's got to be times.
Putin's probably got one.
There's
got
to be times
definitely
where.
Definitely has one.
Yeah. What's yeah, going on? Oh,
he
we
has
have our
to get
bell?
The bell.
There
yeah,
you
he's
go.
Got to get the
bell. Yeah. Imagine. Amy.
This should be our like Bethesda Bagels bell.
I was talking about these about that today. We don't have Cotton's phone number though.
We don't.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to rectify that.
Drab has
immediately.
It.
Drab has it.
Yeah.
I might be able to get it because I know Cotton's family. I can have my wife text
you,
the mom.
You know what this should be? This should be number one ratings bell.
It used to be. Pre-pandemic, what happened?
No ma.
This should be everybody go back to work, Bell.
Yeah, get back in your car.
Get back
Bell.
In your car. Get out of bed. Stop zooming.
Download the Odyssey app, Bell.
Although I'd trade it for Giannis's. You guys can have your bonus. There can't be anybody else in the country. Now I don't think
there's anybody that has
Putin
a bell.
Putin has one. I think Kim Jong-un, the dictators.
Right.
Well, and
but
by the way,
for the missiles to be flying. That's what they have it for.
But especially if you've been married for 15, 20 years. If someone tried to ring a bell, the wife would laugh at you.
She'd throw it
now,
in your face.
A girl who wants to marry Giannis and, they've probably been dating for 2-3 years, whatever. Yeah,
right.
I can see that.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Giannis, however you pronounce his name, he is... maybe the most likable guy in the NBA right now. It's what's interesting about it is I used to feel that way about KD, and I've done a 180. Mm-hmm.
Took a heel
KD.
Turn.
He took a heel
Unlike
turn.
Unlike Giannis, he left the team that was one game away from the NBA Finals. So he decided,
but it's not
I'm not
going to
deal with heartbreak. No, but I think that's part of it.
But for me, it's
a factor.
Maybe it is, but for me, it's more just the attitude that he's taken. Like, he's very offended by everyone.
He's very insecure
he's very
on social media.
Seems surly.
He's got burner accounts everywhere.
Giannis didn't run to a major market. He stayed with the organization that drafted him.
Yeah. Showed some loyalty.
Shows loyalty.
But
that's very rare in the NBA.
Yeah. I don't think that Kevin is necessarily like disloyal. I actually think Kevin's probably a pretty good guy, but he's very, very thin-skinned and doesn't like any criticism.
Yeah, way too affected by social media.
Yeah.
He should just be off of it.
So it's just kind of annoying. And the fact that he wouldn't even consider playing here in D.C., that probably is factoring in a little bit for me.
I'm over that. I'm way over that.
Yeah, right. That line's too long.
What do you mean? Or people that wouldn't consider
that's
it.
A lot, that's
yeah,
a long line.
Yeah, I mean, he was born and raised here.
Yeah, that's
so that's
true.
The thing that was kind of annoying.
But he also wants to win.
He didn't even take a meeting,
he wants
a phone
to win.
Call. I mean, okay. Wherever KD goes, he should be right on the cusp of winning. Wherever
well,
he goes.
They were very close this year without,
Yeah.
They're two other great players.
I mean, he's so great that wherever he goes, you're an instant contender.
Well, that's why they're the favorites in Vegas to win next year. It's not Milwaukee.
Yeah. But I hope that Giannis doesn't take that heel turn. I don't see it coming. Maybe it will. Maybe they go out and bow out in the playoffs early in a couple years, and he just becomes sort of ornery, and he gets tired of criticism. But I don't see it.
Doubt it.
He's going to make so much cash in endorsements. Just so much.
Well, he
should have a Chick-fil-A one.
Endorsement right
there. Yeah, you would think.
And he's going to have they're going to have his own, the Giannis. That's his drink, right? It's not an uncommon thing to mix lemonade and Sprite. But
I'd never heard of it.
I've never heard that combo before.
Before
yesterday.
It can't be that uncommon.
I guess.
It's loaded with sugar. You couldn't have more sugar.
All past the sugar.
But it doesn't
so
bother
much.
Him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, he burns right through it. I think he's okay.
No, I'm all about. I also am always amazed. He's got three brothers. They all play professional basketball.
Yeah.
Right? Two of them, I think three of the four have rings now. right? Because one brother got one with
Thanasis,
the Lakers.
Is his brother on the Bucks. Thanasis, is that how you pronounce
it? I think that's right, yeah.
Is he the youngest or he's in the middle, whatever? I can't believe that they're so nubby, though, compared to him.
Yeah.
That's still kind of mind-blowing. The JP brought up a great point. It's, you know, you have like Hank and Tommy Aaron. You have Cal and Billy Ripken.
I mean, million of them.
You know, to make it to that level, you're still elite.
This is how different they are. Yeah, Giannis made $28 million this year. His brother Thanasis made 1.7.
But still,
now
still
that's a great salary.
That's great.
I'd love to make.
But just a comparison,
you're salary shaming 1.7.
No, I'm just comparing how much better his brother is than he.
I'm just talent shaming. Like I just like you have the basically the same DNA, and he is arguably top three in the world. And the others are just they're just professional players.
Yeah.
I don't know. The disparity is wild.
He's definitely top three in the world.
Yeah.
All right, when we come back, we are going to get into EB's entertainment page. He is going to entertain you. I guarantee it. Next, here on 106.7 The Fan. I'm looking at the phone screening software, and we actually do have a caller. She is on the BetQL guest hotline. It's Mrs. Bickle calling in.
She finally answered.
Yes, she did.
Mom.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Mom, hi, everybody.
Hello.
Mom, you know, we tried to call you yesterday like 10 times. And
That's the way my phone is set up right now. I had nothing to do with it. I think it immediately, if it doesn't recognize your number, it puts you into leaving a message.
Ooh, I like that.
It doesn't
ring. We can't track you down.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't set it up, so that's the way it is.
So you'll never be able to get a call from us. Unless it comes from my phone.
Probably. Then it would recognize it.
There you go. There's
it.
Your
yes.
answer.
Yes. There's the answer. Yes.
Can you now ID this number that is from our studio?
I'd have to have my daughter do that. I don't know how you do that.
Technology.
Eric, why don't you do it for her?
Yeah, why don't you do it, good son?
Right. Like, do I drive the buoy to play with her phone?
Yeah, you got to hook her up.
That's okay. You know what the problem is. I'm sorry.
Yeah. All right, so here's the thing. I said we should probably get you on. We haven't had you on in a while. And I told the story about how you've been on me about going to this final appointment with the lawyer about the estate and everything. And it's gotten to the point where Mom's been calling me crying because she's so nervous about it. How long have you been setting this all up, Mom?
I thought I was done.
Right. But how long have you been working on this?
Oh, my gosh. I probably worked on it for a year when I was doing it. I thought I was done with everything. I had some questions during the pandemic. Couldn't reach her. So I said to her the other day, I couldn't reach you. She said, well, I couldn't do anything. She said, they came in, they closed my building, they closed my office. I couldn't get to any of my files.
Yeah, that sounds
a
little
dicey.
I don't know how great this lawyer is, but... So you worked on this before the pandemic. You thought you had it all signed, sealed, and delivered.
Yes.
You got all your stuff, your affairs in order. And Mom, by the way, for the record, is in remarkably good health.
She's in good health, right?
For her age, for being... for being Gary Clark.
Okay.
Approaching Donnie Warren territory.
Right.
She's in remarkable good shape.
That's not nice.
What?
Why are
you
nice? Names,
I'm complimenting you. I'm complimenting.
You should feel great about that.
I mean, okay, I'll take that.
Let me tell you something, Mrs. B. You know what my mom would have given to get to 84?
I have no idea.
Well, she died 15 years before that.
Right.
I mean, what do you think?
Yeah.
I mean, so you should be proud of that. You should be proud of
that. She's not, though. She's weird about age.
Yeah, okay.
So, anyway, Mom's doing great for her age. Mm-hmm. But you never know. People get sick and die. I mean, anything could happen, right? When she drives, she's bumping into stuff.
But anyway,
all the time.
She's bumping into stuff.
I can't believe she's driving.
Well, what are you going to do? She's not
who said that?
That was
wait till your mom gets it. They're not going to just, your parents are not just going to give you keys. It doesn't happen that way.
We did that with our grandmother.
I don't know.
Whoever said that, I'm not going to talk to them again.
Oh, that's the producer. That's our producer.
You can't believe you're driving. But listen.
I drive a very limited area, so.
Yeah, she still drives.
Yeah, but you still go on the Beltway.
I can't believe you can crank your Model T.
So now there's Joe.
Have a Model T. She has a nice. What do you have?
13.
What is it?
Is it 13 or 2011?
By the way, Mrs. Bickle, if you wanted to sell your used car right now, you could get a boatload for it.
Yeah.
You just could because of the semiconductor shortage worldwide. You could get so much money. I'm just stating a fact.
Right. So anyway, mom's in great shape, but, you know, she wants to do the right thing. And I think, was it even Mrs. Flame that told you that you should set up a trust?
No, it was
somebody else.
Ed.
Yeah. Ed. Oh, Ed is our financial planner.
Set up a Northern Trust.
Yeah, so he said it'd be easier for the kids. And, you know,
Ed Tapscott told her.
Hopefully it's 25 years from now, right? I mean, you know, my mom's 105 or greater that we ever have to deal with this. So she's been dealing with this behind the scenes, and mom hates it. Who does? Nobody
every
likes
second.
It. Huh?
Well, I mean, I did, I think, three wills in my life. We did one. I don't know, maybe before children, and then when we adopted, so we had, our family was complete, I think we did a will, and
right.
And then your dad died and I did a will. So I've done about three wills.
Right.
I hate that.
But you've had to do way more than that. I mean, what, so she's got a notebook full of stuff,
yeah.
Right?
And it's going to be passed to you. And it's
all right.
About 4 inches high.
Oh, yeah. She's going to lose it.
So I guess because I'm the oldest,
right.
And best looking, I am
the executor,
right. I guess.
Yeah, why did you choose Eric?
You and your wife, it's
probably
cold.
Probably because of D.
It's a combo, yeah.
It's probably because of D.
No, you...
Yeah, see, that's right. A tell right there.
It's your responsibility. You're the oldest in the family. My brother did it for my sister and I.
Right.
So
it's his responsibility, but I know what's going to happen. He's going to be like... Oh, I hate doing this.
Well, here's what really tilted me.
Dina will take over.
Yeah, here's what really tilted
me. It's very time-consuming.
The lawyer told my mom, she estimated that whenever the time comes, mm-hmm. it's probably going to be about 100 man hours
right.
to slog through all of the calls, the paperwork.
How are you going to read the Daily Mail? You have to do 100 hours of paperwork.
I just do not. I don't have that in me. I don't think it's going to
well,
happen.
I don't have it either.
So she wants me to go. So she, I guess the lawyer said you need to come over for one last visit. Is that right?
That's what she told me.
And why did you want me to go?
Because I thought you had, if you had any questions, you
I have
would
no
ask
questions.
Them. Okay, well, here's one for you.
All right.
I think the moment I die, uh-huh. any money I have is frozen. Okay.
All right.
So you have to know what to do, how to get money for me, so you can. I know you can go through a legal channel and have to get money, but what when my credit cards come due, it's going to maybe come out of
your
pocket.
Well, it's just going to ruin your credit. Who cares? You're dead.
Well, but you still have to pay. You can't pay fines for them. I have very good credit.
The credit card companies eventually will come after the estate.
Do you know how large your son's credit card bills are, Mrs. Bickle?
They're like 12 grand a month.
Add mine to it.
Yeah, but I'm guessing whatever you rack up is going to pale in comparison.
She's peanuts. Her credit card bills are peanuts. I'm not worried about your credit card bills, Mom.
She was friends with J.P. Morgan.
I'm just worried about how you get money to pay bills when
right,
I die.
So what happens? So when you donk off, what happens?
I don't know. Are you kids, everybody wants to know what's in the will. Well, you basically already know what's going to be your part of the estate, so that's no big deal.
Right.
I think first thing you have to do is plan some kind of a service, and that'll give you a headache, too.
Yes.
So, but
and by the way, they are cheap.
Things that I want, so that'll yeah. make it easier.
What,
you know?
What, Mom?
I said, I've written down things I want.
You want
so
it, like the songs you want and all that
yes,
stuff?
Yes, yeah. Right.
This is
so
the worst conversation ever. I mean, these conversations, by the way, with my mom. When I go to lunch or something, we always have these conversations. It's always this conversation.
Mrs. Bickle, can you please do this? Can you please write into your will during this meeting that...
It's over. The meeting's done. He missed out on asking
maybe
any
maybe get an addendum to the will where...
Any questions on my dime, he's missed out.
No, please just leave the farm to EB and put in the will that he,
has
to work the farm.
He's got to cut the grass on the farm.
He's got to bale the hay. Yeah. He's got to milk the cows.
Mom's got like 80 acres or something.
He's got to paint the barn.
He's got to put up the fencing. He's got to do all that.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
So, hold on, Mom. Yeah. So when you dunk off.
I think the first thing you'll need to decide is whether to sell my house as is or get.
See, that's the other thing that's tilting me. She's got bathrooms falling apart. Her kitchen needs upgrading.
So, Eric, listen, you insult me. I have one bathroom that is in bad shape.
I know, but why not fix it?
I don't want to go through it.
I don't want to go through it.
Call Crop Metcalf. They'll fix it.
Hey, Do you want people, I don't know, coming in and out of my house working? I don't like it when people come in.
That's the bit. That's the only way to do it.
I don't know these people.
Who cares?
Just go drive to Eric's that day. And let him take care of it.
Come stay with me for a month, and we'll just have people do stuff to your house.
Listen, while you're alive.
My house is not in terrible shape except the bathroom, one bathroom, but people want everything up to snuff. So that means you'll have to fix 2.5 bathrooms and the kitchen.
Right.
I bet you the kitchen's so outdated.
It is.
I'm not even sure it has running water.
Yeah. Is the bathroom you're talking about, Mrs. B, is that the first one when you're walking the front door?
No, that one's fine.
That one, we did a little bit on that one, and we did a little bit on my dad's.
So the master bathroom is
I don't know why. It's just so old, I guess.
Do you have a basement?
No, I do not.
Right.
It's a very great house for raising a family. It's like a...
Mrs. B, what do you owe on the house?
Oh, it's got to be paid off by now.
Is the house paid off?
It has to be.
Yeah, she doesn't owe anything on the house.
She owes Zippy.
I do know things about the house.
Her mortgage statement is dust.
I mean,
the house is paid off.
No, I know. I'm not worried about any of the sort of the finances. I'm just worried about just closing up shop.
You have to make a list of what's in the house.
What do you mean? Hold on, what do you mean?
I don't know, but...
Like an inventory of everything
in the
house?
Inventory.
I'm completely honest with you.
Yes,
My mom's house, the only thing any of us would be interested in...
I'm not being cremated. I don't like that thought. I don't like the thought that my son plans to be cremated. I don't like that.
I don't want to be eaten by worms, though. I don't like that thought.
I'd rather be eaten by worms than cremated.
Why? Yeah, I don't know.
They're just going to pulverize your bones.
I'm very on the fence.
Well, anyway, currently I am getting fried.
Mm.
I don't like that idea, and so I'm not being cremated.
All right. We'll remember that.
Is that in the will?
Oh, I'm sure.
I have a burial plot. I have a stone. It has my name on it.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Wow.
Mom. So
are you going to be buried right next to your husband?
My husband, yes.
Oh, okay. All right.
I don't get sized for cemeteries.
Oh, so depressing.
I have a beautiful stone.
It's the last place on earth you want to be, cemetery.
Yeah.
I have a beautiful stone, and it doesn't have a lot of silly stuff on it, but it says...
Here are the three places you don't want to be on the earth.
Yeah.
Cemetery, hospital, FedEx field.
I'd add retirement home.
Those are the three places you don't ever want to be.
Mom.
Yes.
Oh, I'd much rather be in a retirement home than FedEx.
So if they freeze all the funds, right when you donk off, how do I unfreeze them? What did the lawyer say?
I don't know. That's a question you should have asked. I didn't have time for that. Think about that.
So what didn't you say? I said, just put it all in a one sheet in the front of the notebook.
And I said, it's about maybe 20 pages, a little book about things you have to do. And I said, can't you just give me a list of 25 things or something like that?
Yeah.
And she said, no.
What do you mean, no?
You have to look at all these pages and read them all.
Oh, yeah. That's where the hours are starting to rack up.
You can't
Tom Glancy this one.
Yeah, you got to.
This is going to be.
Mrs. B, did you?
You're not allowed to die, Mom.
In your living will, did you
divide? I don't have a living will anymore. Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know that I have that anymore. But
well, did you divide it equally? Everyone gets 25%? All the four kids get 25%?
No, because I'm giving away part of my estate to concerns that... to Christian concerns.
She's giving away. I'll say more than I should. She's giving away a large percentage to.
Well, just forget about saying what I'm doing. Yeah, but my kids all know, so there'll be no shock
and church
about
things
that.
Of that nature.
Oh, okay. All right.
So,
and then you get the rest.
Yes,
but the rest you'll divide up 25%.
What I don't give to give away.
20%.
Eric, would you just stop it?
Yeah.
All right. So 20% goes to the charity, and then everyone else gets 20. I got you.
Right.
But they know that. So, I've been advised, you should tell, this was a long time ago, you should kind of talk with your kids about the will before, and, well, they know the basics. I don't think.
Yeah, that's the thing. I feel like I know the basics.
Yes, you do. The problem is, too, I don't have four nice memorabilia to give of your dad's and four of mine. I don't,
What do you mean memorabilia?
A nice memorabilia.
Like a baseball card? Why,
well, like a wedding ring or a special necklace.
Or his bell.
I don't have four
Carl's
things.
Bell.
It'd be silly if Dad had a bell.
I don't think he did. Yeah. Maybe, though. You never know.
The bell. Yeah. All he liked was Taco Bell.
No, but honestly, here's what's going to happen, Mom, when you donk off. We're going to be all sad and, you know, and then I'm going to be bitter to have to deal with
junkies
it.
The junkies will cheer you up.
Yeah, but we're just going
to,
Mom, we're just going to sell everything. We're just going to sell everything. We'll save the poems. We'll figure out who gets the piano. Yep. And then what else is there?
Well, what about the farm out in Illinois?
Selling it.
It's not a farm.
Sold.
It's
how many acres is it?
It's like 80 acres. Eric, just stop.
Sell it to a builder.
It's like if you had a farm, okay?
Sell it to Van Meter.
Yeah.
Listen, if you had a farm, and I think it was, I think there were seven maybe kids, and so each person, this was like Carl's mother. Well, she was one of maybe seven.
Yeah.
So it's divided when the parents die.
That's what our chunk is, right? There used to be a much larger farm, and then after, you know, breaking it off.
Yeah.
But, Mom, here's the thing.
So you have a portion
of a farm.
But Mom
does have, it is an active farm. Like, she buys seed.
Yeah.
And she buys.
Yeah, I would think that's.
I don't make the decision. I get called.
Duke was our guy. Duke farms the land. And then we get
Coach K farms your land.
Are there any?
Yeah. Is it called Krzyzewskiville?
Duke, but I think Duke's son now
everywhere.
Does it.
Are there any developments around the farm
where we could like cash in? Really,
yes,
really?
It's in farmland. No,
so that's
no.
Nothing there.
It's not really for development, but
it is very
valuable.
I would think that
it
was like very valuable. He's
not going to be that size.
Yeah,
anything that would be a possibility. There was they put up some wind. Towers,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah.
out there, and it was kind of close to that area where they might have decided to put one there, but they did not.
Oh, yeah, make it a solar farm, EB.
Well, but you know, if they do that, then you have, I think you have regular, you either have a one-time payment from the government, or a periodic payment.
Can you sell, I think also the thing that people do is you could sell space for cell phone tires. Or cell phone
towers.
Yes, do that.
Yeah.
Oil derricks, anything.
I don't know.
Yeah. Whatever.
You won't want to bother with it. You won't want to bother with it. So.
Just have the notebook somewhere.
I do.
And don't die.
Those are the keys.
Yeah, that's the key.
All right, Mrs. B, it's good hearing from you. We have to run.
Okay.
Give us a Cliff Notes. Give EB the Cliff Notes version of the meeting.
Yeah,
he'll
I did
be
say
good.
Take a picture of it. Send me the first page or two. Just send me a picture of it.
Well,
you know how to do that.
That won't do it. You have to see all the pages, sweetheart.
Would you want to see all? Like, would you want to go through this,
bro? I did it.
I know, but before.
Well, this is what you should be. This is.
Well, he didn't have a. He's gone through all the things you have to do when somebody dies.
This is what you should be grateful for, is that you can go through this while she's still healthy. When I went through the living will, my mother was already sick, and that was even doubly depressing.
Yeah.
All right, so you got that going for you.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I can still laugh about it at this point.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we're all going to donk off.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Love you, Mom. We'll talk soon.
Okay. Nice to talk to everybody. It was kind of not the best subject in the world. But
no. But it's a subject we always end up talking about.
Yep.
Part of life is dying.
Yeah, right. All right. Thank you, Mom.
I see where you get it from.
That was Mrs. B.
The morbid.
Yeah.
Every conversation is about this.
She was on the BetQL guest hotline. We're definitely going to pivot when we come back. We're going to talk about what the Washington football team is doing in regards to Friday night football for fans coming up in August at FedEx Field. Next on The Fan. Welcome back to the show. Junks live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team today, perhaps.
So did you guys get this email from Mike Loxley's PR person over at Maryland about the preseason media barbecue at his house?
I don't think I got it. I remember getting it last year. I don't think I've gotten it this year.
I would assume you guys were going to get it too, but he's having
I don't know. I delete so many emails.
He's having a media barbecue at his house that he invited us to.
Oh, so you're intrigued.
Well, I would have been intrigued, except it's on a Tuesday night and he lives in Silver Spring, and I'm just not. I'm not getting on the Beltway from Virginia to Maryland.
Right.
But you guys should go.
What's the date of the event? Going.
You're trying to get me to go? Yeah, you guys should go. Are you kidding? Get out of here. You go. July, you guys should go.
Yeah, you guys should go. July 28th. No, no, I'm sorry.
Why don't you go to training camp in Richmond and report from there? You should go.
Yeah, you should go to this. Let's hold on. It's like 5 minutes from your house.
I don't care about Mike Loxley's house.
Well, I don't want to see his house.
Yeah, that's why he wants to go. He wants to see his house.
He wants to see the square footage.
What's the covet?
I'm sure the house is fine.
I don't want to see that. I don't care less.
No, it's August 3rd, Cakes.
August 3rd. Okay.
I'll be at the beach.
That's my birthday.
Oh, is that your birthday?
Yeah. Birthday barbecue.
Yeah,
yeah, I can't.
You can take my spot and go to Coach Loxley's house.
So what's know, he serving?
That? When did that
oh, I bet
come?
It's going to be good.
Oh, I get probably steaks, ribs, burgers, dogs.
Oh, it's going to be. It's going to be good. It doesn't have the menu.
I need to see the menu before I commit.
Probably has all the silly sides that you love too, Valdez, like coleslaw,
macaroni
beans,
salad.
Oh, I don't know, but you could definitely go and take my spot if you wanted to.
When did you get the email, Rick?
I just got it today.
I wonder. If
I don't remember getting this last year. Well, he didn't have it last year because of COVID. But
I wonder if it went to my spam.
It may have.
Might have gone to my spam. I have some things that go to my spam. Thank God they go to my spam. But I'm not going to say who they are. But they're like local team stuff. I'm so happy. I don't have to deal with it. Hey, real quick, let's go to Pat on line one. Pat calling from Brinklow. Is that right?
We're sure.
That can't be right.
Sure.
Pat,
yes,
what's
it
up?
Is. How you doing? It's out by Olney.
It's by Olney?
And Brayton Dam.
Okay.
Olney.
Do you know where that is? What is
yep. Anyways.
Barely. Brayton Dam?
Barely.
How far from how far from Blue Mash?
Probably.
How far from Blue Mash?
Oh, real close to Blue Mash. About a mile.
A mile? What is it, the world's
you know
smallest
it's
town?
It's a dot on the map. Barely a dot
so
on the map.
Is it just like a neighborhood and you're calling it Brinklow? Like
Brinklow?
It's actually got a sign on 650.
Okay, so
two
that's
signs,
a sign actually. Of New Hampshire
two
Avenue.
And two signs and a traffic light.
All right, so what is the population of Brinklow?
I think it's me, my cats, my wife.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
It's about seven.
Exactly. All right, what's up, Pat?
Okay, Evie, I heard you say the other day that you got canned from a country club for scalding the greens.
Yes, he did.
I did not actually get fired.
They,
but
they
I
took
got,
him off mower duty.
I got
right?
He basically got
greens.
Fired.
No, I did not get fired.
You got demoted.
I got kicked off the green cutting crew. Yeah.
Okay. Well, then what I do want to know then is, were you ever the moving target on the driving range?
I've been in those carts before for fun, but I actually never worked a range.
That's going to be Valdez's dream job.
I never
he's like
worked
retired.
A range, but yeah, it is kind of jarring when those balls
hit I've done it before. It is. Those idiots do aim at you.
Yeah,
I hate
100%.
It.
Of course we do.
Yeah. Yeah. Where do you
what do you think we paid for?
Where do you play, Pat?
Oh, I play very badly in Montgomery County on the public courses right now because I stink.
Uh-huh, you stink. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I just came back to the game after a 30-year hiatus.
Wait, all your kids growing up now and everything?
Sort of, yeah. But my wife wants me to have to be a good, proper country gentleman out here in front of an exciting Brinklow. I have to have an under 3-digit handicap.
What?
Well,
wow.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. That's not going
to
happen.
Good luck to your comedy career.
Yeah, yeah. All right, thank you, Pat. All right, let's go to
By the way, Brinklow.
He should open for Big John.
They don't even list the population.
No, it's an unincorporated community.
Yeah, it's like Pointer Ridge.
If you blink when you're driving on New Hampshire Avenue, you're going to miss it.
Brinklow.
Never heard of that.
Let's go to Alex in Ashburn, your hood.
Has Open Line Thursday been resuscitated?
Maybe slightly.
Have the paddles been given to it?
Listen to this. Drab's twins were so loud on the Delta flight to Minneapolis.
Hold on. Were you on the flight?
I was on the flight. I went on to Bozeman, Montana. I think he went on to Spokane.
Yes. Correct.
Oh, good intel.
Oh, this is great.
This is juicy.
His kids... I have pictures on your Twitter. His kids were yelling, crying, screaming, going hysterical. I mean, it was almost, the plane was almost up in a riot. I mean,
hold on. Were other passengers upset?
everybody was upset. We almost had to go down in Chicago.
Your destination, Tech City, USA.
They almost had to divert.
Didn't they feed them?
Trying to shove crackers down their throat. They were so loud.
Hey, how many rows away were you from them?
Two back.
You were?
Wow.
And so when did they start crying?
I was lucky I wasn't in front of them.
When did they start crying?
Before we, as soon as the cabin door closed, it was a nonstop 2 hours, 19 minutes yelling, screaming. What? You swear it was like a circus.
How was Drab's composure during all this?
He didn't give a care.
He was dying. I'm telling you, he was dying inside.
He felt so embarrassed.
He was dying inside. He had sweat beating down that bald head of his. But he didn't tell anyone to shut up or anything. But if people could have choked those twins, they would have.
That is hilarious. How did his wife handle it? How'd Sarah handle it?
Oh no, she was the one that was, I was thinking if she could have whacked them, she would have.
She would have whacked what? The kids.
The kids, get rid of them. What do you throw them out the window?
Come on, this is getting a little extreme.
Right, so you're saying that it legitimately lasted for a couple hours. They cried for 2 hours.
2 hours and 19 minutes.
The entire flight.
And you have photo evidence?
The whole damn flight.
Hey, send it to me, EB Junkies on Twitter, because I don't see them.
Yeah, we need confirmation.
Will you send me the pics?
Yeah, what time was your flight?
7 a.m. No, excuse me, 7 p.m.
Yeah, because Drab had a p.m. flight.
Dude, I don't doubt it.
I was just testing.
It was a night flight out of Dallas.
And everyone just wanted to go to sleep. And
was it a packed flight?
Yeah, right. Because we all have connections after the West Coast. You know, we want to take a nap. That would have been nice. Didn't happen.
How did you recognize Drab? Are you like... How'd you recognize him?
Yeah, that big bald head of his. Yeah. Well, I watch your show on TV every morning.
What's a lock? He's wearing a hat on the flight. There's no way he boarded without shaving his dome or throwing a hat
on
his head.
Yeah, wasn't he wearing a hat?
I think it got so hot in there, he took that hat off.
Oh.
You could spot him right. I see him every morning on the TV.
Right.
You could tell. Did you go up to him and say hello to him while you were waiting?
Of course.
Oh, you did?
Oh, you did. Okay.
You did?
So he'll remember you.
And then as soon as the cabin door closed, it was like the on button.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then who were you traveling with? Your wife or something?
Yeah, my wife and my kid.
Was your wife?
I mean.
You sound so angry. Why are you so angry?
It was like,
he's still tired.
It wrecked the flight.
Yeah. Well, just imagine what those kids were like from Minneapolis to Spokane.
Well, he was hoping they were going to sleep on that second leg. Remember?
Know.
Oh,
do you
weird.
Think?
No,
do,
definitely.
I bet you they were awful.
Got off the plane, went on to Bozeman.
Do you think that he was he giving them like Benadryl or anything to knock them out?
I think maybe a little Zanny.
By
Zanny
the way, what were you doing? Zanny. What are you doing in Bozeman, Montana? What could bring you to that part of the world?
Oh, just I don't know, outdoorsy.
You're an outdoorsy type.
In the summertime, it's better than it's. In the summertime, you go north. You go where the air is thin. You don't go to Florida.
Oh. Yeah,
in the winter.
Right,
right.
My buddy's building a house out there. He says he loves it.
In Montana.
The kids, band Drab, whatever. Have them go on some other airline.
Right.
All right. Thanks for the call.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
Wow.
All right, take care.
Yeah. Doesn't he sound like an angry dude?
Yeah. He sounded angry.
He had like an angry way.
Could
about
you imagine
him.
Though being Drab and his wife? And
hey, will you call Drab?
The whole flight is tilted.
Sure, I can call Drab.
Let's just call him live. Who cares? All right, he's Drab. Just call him. Call him live right here.
Definitely sleeping.
He's definitely sleeping.
Yeah.
He's definitely not going to
answer. His body clock.
Yeah,
he
his
might
body
be
clock.
His body clock's messed up. Plus, those dumb kids will be crying.
That's
like
true.
Crazy. Yeah. No, just call
no,
him.
No, give me 1 second, Ricky.
Let me hear the dial tone.
No, because people might be able to figure out the numbers based off the buttons I hit.
They can?
I'm a radio vet.
What,
you think I don't know this?
Neeson's listening?
So after you dial the fourth number, then just pull it up.
Can you imagine how miserable that was?
Oh, all eyes are on you and your kids on the flight.
Yep.
Just a nightmare.
I told you that happened when I was coming back from the Bahamas 1 year.
Right.
And my younger daughter was a complete nightmare.
Yeah.
I'm so embarrassed. It was a two-hour flight, felt like eight.
Oh, I told sure you. Yeah. Never ending.
One of the first times we flew with Stevie when he was little, he pooped and he puked.
Right. And all over, out of, all over
and
the
place. And he did one of those poops. Where he exploded through the shorts.
Oh.
Right. I mean, it was a disaster.
All these wishes he had the sound effect for that, but he doesn't.
Yeah. He needed the
the recording that was there for Colin Morikawa on the 18th at Royal St. George's
game. That's right. You need the whoopee cushion there.
Yeah. All right. We're trying to track down Drab. Because I told him, he was actually texting with me before he took off, and I was just kind of kidding with him. And I was like, dude, send me a pic or whatever from the plane at some point.
Couldn't do it. He was, his hands were
never,
too full.
He said, sure. He said, absolutely, I will. He never
Could
did.
Can you imagine if the kids were so unruly that they had to divert the flight to Chicago, like the caller said?
I can only pray that happens do that, on the way though. Back.
They wouldn't divert just for crying
probably
kids.
Probably not, but a little part of me wishes.
But that could cause a fight in the cabin. That could definitely cause a fight.
It could, but I mean...
Because people are going bananas
now. People are going
now.
Crazy, I understand.
When they get
people
on flights, they
people
go...
People are the shortest fuses ever.
Oh, yes.
I understand. Yes. But I mean, it's two infants crying. Like you, like.
But some people don't care.
Can you?
I mean, that guy who just called said, "Just you kill the kids." I mean, can you believe that?
I was in the dentist's office this week, and there was a toddler who was completely out of control for 20 to 30 minutes.
Yeah.
But I just, what am I going to do? I just sat there.
He's calling us.
I just sat there. Us?
Yeah, I think we woke him up.
He's got to take it.
We did. All right. Yeah, it's worth it though.
Well,
is he bitter?
6:14.
Probably.
Yeah.
Just keep an eye on the phones. I told him to call the hotline.
Okay.
All right. He's going to have to Google the hotline. I mean, is he? I mean,
we know if I. For, you think we do? Don't know the hotline number, Ricky?
I don't know it.
I definitely know
I won't know it.
I don't know it.
All right. There he is. There he is.
Calling right. in for Spokane. He's on the BetQL guest hotline. It's Drab T-shirt.
Drabby.
What's up?
Did we wake you up? What? Are you at the lake
of
house?
Course.
Are you at the lake
of
house?
Of course you woke.
Yes,
are you
did.
At Loon Lake? How silly is
you
it?
You should have turned that phone off.
Oh, of course. Well, I mean, I got... What is going on?
All right.
Some guy who was on your flight just called in.
He said it was a nightmare.
He said the twins were just a complete poop show.
He said, actually, he wanted to throw the kids out the window.
You guys, that's such a lie. There's nobody on my flight. There's nobody on my flight. You guys got duped.
He said he met you before the flight.
He said it was 7 p.m. out of Dulles, flying to Minnesota. That wasn't your flight?
I mean, it was.
So, all right, well, hold on. Were the kids screaming the entire time? That's what he said.
They didn't make one sound.
Oh, okay. So
they didn't make one sound the entire flight.
He was lying. He was lying. We believed it. He had all the details.
We just wanted to believe it.
How were they from Minnesota to Washington?
A little squirmy, for sure. There was no screaming.
Yeah. Oh, so that was fine.
There's no screaming. Yeah. I mean, for 8-month-old kids, they were fine. I mean, I had to go to the bathroom like 6 times on the flight.
Why'd you have to go to the bathroom 6 times?
They're peeing themselves, too squirmy. Right. Try to calm them down a little bit, but there's no screaming.
I used to
none
let the
that.
Kids pee themselves. I mean,
that's what a diaper's for.
Yeah, I mean, now you can't have it be like heavy, you know. Right. But you know, they have a little pee pee in there. That's fine.
Yeah.
My wife told me I was the worst behaved out of all four of us.
Oh, really?
Why? What were you doing?
Well, I was just getting wrecked.
He was stressed.
You were getting wrecked?
Did you bring your whoopee? Did you bring the whoopee for comfort?
No, I've had to put the whoopee away for a while.
In
the nap room.
Are you officially over it, you think?
No, I love the whoopee. I love the whoopee, but I was gotten tired of my wife nagging me about it.
Yeah.
All right, so the guy just made something up, I guess.
So, all right.
Unless he just exaggerated.
I didn't meet anybody before the flight. I know that.
Oh, okay.
But the flight was 7 p.m. It got pushed back to 7 p.m.
Wow, he knew that, though.
How did he know that?
That's kind of creepy.
I don't know. Somehow
he was on it. He was on the flight. He's just exaggerating. Big time.
I did lose my phone on the flight. I don't know if that surprises you guys.
What do you mean you lost your phone?
We landed, and I'm trying to throw everything in the bag, and I can't find my phone, and there's nobody on the plane, and the pilot wants to get back on the plane to take off.
And you're still looking for your dumb phone?
I'm looking for my phone for 30 minutes.
30 minutes?
Where was it? Underneath the seat?
It was in the front pocket in front of me.
Only the first place.
That's the first place.
That should tell you I'm a little overwhelmed.
Yeah, you're frazzled.
Right. Are you at the lake house right now?
No, I've been there every day. I'm at my parents' house right now.
Uh-huh. And so
you guys would never call one of the other junkies at 6 a.m. on their vacation.
Oh, I wouldn't be a.
I think it's happened before.
You can tell how the show's going.
There's been precedent.
Oh yeah, you got nothing.
Well, we got one guest.
No,
one guest.
We were thrilled to think that you were having a horrible time.
Yeah, we believed it. We believed everything the guy said.
Let me see.
You think I'm having a great time?
I don't know. You're at a lake house
probably
on
not.
Vacation.
It's probably a five out of ten.
I haven't had a great time in 9 months.
Yeah, I mean, he's got young kids. He's got a pair of young kids.
All right.
Hey, Drab, this is how well the show is going today. We had Mrs. Bickle and Drab as our big guests.
Zim's coming on like 7 minutes. Like it.
Zim will be on a little bit.
I actually think it's been a really good show.
How's Linnell doing?
Linnell's
doing great.
This is his last day. And
he's killed 100 flies.
His nickname is the Exterminator. Because he pummels all the flies.
Yeah.
No. He's my guy.
Yeah, Linnell's doing great. All right. Well, let's go back and say, what is Sarah right next to you?
No, I mean, I walked out of the room.
Do the two kids sleep with you?
You know what? I figured it was you guys. I heard my phone buzzing, and I'm like, what idiots would be calling me at 6 a.m.? So I ran up to the bedroom, and I saw it was the hotline.
Yeah.
So I grabbed the phone and ran out.
Hey, Drav,
I don't know where they are.
Be sure to use your Giannis bell. On Sarah.
What is the Giannis bell?
Google it.
Use your Odyssey app.
Google Giannis's bell.
Use the rewind feature.
We're treating Drab like E-Rock.
All right. Have a good day.
Zim's coming up. Later. So we actually have a real guest. We got to go.
Yeah. All right. See you, buddy. I was actually hoping he had a horrific flight.
Yeah, I know.
It didn't sound like it was great.
We're so gullible. We're so easy to trick. We just wanted to believe it so desperate.
Is he changing diapers after every little pee?
Probably. I don't know. Sounds like it.
Oh, he's going to go broke in diapers.
Yeah.
Especially with
twins. You know what that just shows is that we want everyone to be miserable.
100%.
Yeah, it just shows on we're this terrible, show, shallow people.
Right.
I want to hear some story of woe and flat tires and just misery.
Yes. We wanted to believe it.
We don't want you to die or anything.
No, we just
want you to be uncomfortable and miserable.
Correct.
Yeah.
But we don't wish that on our next guest. That's Ryan Zimmerman from the Nationals. He's next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.